Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay. It's another Tuesday, and we're going to get it in. Hopefully, you bad enough to call in and take over I'm about to give y'all our old phone number. You dig? Like, use my ex or somebody. Here's the wrong number, baby. 563-999-3411 is the number. You got to call if you're feeling monstrous, and you got to press 1. Here's Lecrae and YK Osiris. So set me free. I like this one. This one helps me. Woosah, like it's a Thursday night, y'all. Take over Tuesday. DJ E-Monster, I got Miss Unbelievable over in the queue. We just waiting on Jazz.
They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me.
Take over Tuesday.
On my feet. Oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me.
Monster Radio Network.
Let me go. I've been going through so much. I swear these people let my throat. That's on me. That's on mamas. On my mama, I can't take no more. So miss me with that drama. Get your commas. Get your racks straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down. I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight. Never lack faith. God been working. They gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet. Yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet. Yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free. Yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah.
Down for me, people left me, you was round for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet. Yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet. Yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free. Yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Take over Tuesday. Get them shackles off your feet. Call us up on a Takeover Tuesday. 563-999-3411. This is the only place in the world right now, where you can call in and take over a radio show and let us know what you do, what you got going on, or whatever you want to talk about. You want me to spin all night nights? You want me to spin all night nights? You better call up and pretend like you a DJ. 563-999-3411. We got Miss Unbelievable over here. She's a lady. At the hour tonight. What's good, mommy? Hello, how you feeling?
What's going down? She's feeling great.
You feeling great? Just great?
I'm feeling great. This is great.
Okay. Oh, Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger, great.
Right, see? All right, so it's Takeover Tuesday. Let's see. Somebody said, I'm pretty sure somebody's going to call in and take over the show. Like I said, I'm going to say it again, 563-999-3411. I probably should slow that down, 9999. You got to press 1 to go live, though. So what we got on the entertainment news, that's a entertainment lifestyle. Who we got on the chop block? Who going to get their head busted tonight?
Well, we got some Ray J. We got some families being charged. We got some animals that is deadly. We got a couple videos showing disrespect. We got Wendy's. Of course, we got the baby. And then we got Nike.
Okay. Okay, that's a lot in there. That's a lot in there. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear about this invasive species stuff. I can't wait to hear about that one because that's, yeah, that's some crazy shit. So, let me see. Okay. What all else I got going on over here? I'm trying to think. I know I got some music for y'all. I got some new music. I got some old music. I got all kinds of music for y'all tonight, tomorrow. I should have a guy calling in. Let us know. Because, you know, like right now, some people, they're starting to open up work for people. But I think some of y'all don't learn by now. Like, we can't just be relying on one source of income. Get it? You feel me? Like, you can't just do your 9 to 5. Because what happens if they say you can't go do your 9 to 5? What you going to do? I'll wait. What you going to do? You going to go out and hustle? What you going to do? You got another game, another source of revenue. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Staying home, being an entrepreneur, finding other sources of revenue to cope when things like this happen. Because you never know. This might be phase one. I know some of y'all are like, wait, what? Yeah, this could be phase one of some bullshit to come. There could be a couple more phases. You never know. They might shut it down again. You hear them? We don't know. We might come out of quarantine and be worse off. We could have another breakout. What you going to do then? What if your job said you went to work tomorrow and you did your 8 hours, and as you got ready to punch out, they was like, well, guess what? They don't COVID again and shut everything down for another, what are we at, like 45 days now? Could you take that?
Uh-huh.
Do you have another source of income? How you going to feed yourself? Are you going to keep depending on somebody else to give you charity? That's what we're talking about tonight. Takeover Tuesday. You don't like it? Call in and take over the show. Shut me up. Until then, what you on, Miss Unbelievable? What we got on that chat block? Oh, we already talked about the chat block. But,
Yeah, but, you know, I think when we talk about source of income and different things like that, I think we're going to have to now talk about, you know, how families are going to have to get along, you know, because you're going to, eventually you're going to have to merge and, you know, help each other out or help a homie out or, you know, just learning how to get along. I think this is the first round of making sure your heart's right and making sure you're being a very good person. And it's still showing you where a lot of people's hearts are and how they still are refusing to help, and if you are still trying to get over. Like, you can't get over on the system because the system is going to get their money back. But next time that they look at a time like this, they're not going to be that eager to want to help you out if you're trying to get over. So it's interesting because there is going to be a part two, because there's always a part two of something.
Right. So, yeah. Okay. Wow, we got someone who pressed one already. So let's go over here, check in with them right quick. See, who trying to take over the show? You trying to take over? You want to talk with us all night night? You want to talk all night night? 952-258. Who we got on the line? Takeover Tuesday. It's your show. Hello. Who we got on the air?
Yo, what's up, B? It's your boy, the Hawk MC, a.k.a. Mr. Summertime. What's going on, y'all?
What's good? Hawk the MC. What's good, bro?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Absolutely fabulous.
Yes, sir. I heard what y'all was saying. Y'all talking about some financial stuff. That's my lane right there. Music and finances.
Uh oh. There we go. Perfect timing. So, all right, bro. Break it down for us. I mean, what are you doing now during this social distancing and things like that to generate revenue when some people, they can't even go to work right now?
Well, a long time ago, you know, just figuring out doing music, man, I just realized that, you know, when you look at a lot of rap artists, think about if a lot of people were around in the 90s, then they'll start to understand that back then they started putting stuff like, you know, let's take Run DMC, for example. In order for them to get a deal, they had to throw a name and a song, right? And then once that started to happen, you started realizing, oh, they can get endorsements, right? Let's fast forward to Shaquille O'Neal. Started following Shaquille O'Neal for a long time. Never spent none of his NBA money. I'm like, sheesh, smart move. Why? Because he got all them endorsements, and that's all he lives off of still to this day, right? So then I started following, you know, I started following Diddy, started following Jay-Z, started following all these things that these guys do. What ends up happening is the average millionaire has 7 streams of income. I'm not sure why our people don't get that, but we're at a point, I say all that to say this, we're at a point where it's easy to make money. It really is. Social media has turned everybody into a damn star, but the actual point of that is it is easy to make money, but social media thinks that it's like a contradictory too, because social media has got everybody thinking they could be an entrepreneur. If you're not willing to do what these people are willing to do, that means get up before, stay late, even though you're not playing sports, you ain't going to win.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
True that. That's still the same case like they always say, you always heard people say, you've seen on TV, the strongest will survive. Like you said, if you're trying to do it, you're going to have to put in some extra work. You're going to have to show you're stronger than the rest of the pack with your discipline,
right,
and all that other stuff.
Absolutely. Now, if we're talking about having a second income source, my question would be to anybody listening, how come you go and get a second job instead of building a business while you're working your first job?
Ooh.
What's the point of that? What's the,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense to me. If you can.
Right. No, I'm just
say that again.
I know so many people with 2 and 3 jobs. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go to my 4th job. I'd be like, what? How do you have time? But go ahead, bro. I feel you. I'm with you.
Right. How do you have time? And then you wonder why you're so stressed out. And then you wonder why your attitude changes. You wonder why nobody wants to be around you. And you wonder why you got no life. You're taking on 3 jobs. But yet, now let's say you take on 3 jobs. You're still working to cover the money that you don't have from your first and second job if you have 3 jobs. That don't make sense to me. If you put yourself in a bubble and you point 8 sticks and you use those as your arms and you see, you only have 1 source of income, when you look at it, if 1 source of income is trying to take care of 8 different things, no wonder why you broke. Because you don't have another source to free up that 1 source where everything's going out, right? And so I actually wanted to get to this stuff. I wanted to get to this. I wanted to call in because I wanted people to understand you can't be broke and skeptical. I learned that a long time ago. You cannot be broke and skeptical. Okay? So if you're broke and you're skeptical, then I'm going to ask you, is your ego bigger than your bank account? I need to know. Because if that's the case, then that's why you're still broke. It takes getting around people who know what they're doing for you to kind of break yourself, for you to become financially successful. Now, I'm in the business of travel. What we do is we show people how to travel at 2 and 3 star prices at 4 and 5 diamond resorts. So, in other words, we travel wholesale, okay? We travel wholesale. Anything Jay-Z and Diddy and Beyonce can do, anything any of these stars we can do, we can do. for hundreds of thousands of dollars less. So let's look at Costco. You go into Costco, they got a membership. They got three different memberships, right? They got the gold, silver, and the platinum. And what happens? Obviously, when you hit the platinum level, you get more bang for your buck. But when you go in there, you get value. It's not necessarily just because you get a big pack of whatever it is in your hand, like water, you get value. Now, if you were to take water, I think with the waters over there, a whole pack of it is two something, something like that, right? Now, sell it separately. Your price goes up. If you get one of those waters and you sell them at $5 a piece or $3 a piece, now your revenue increases, right? So that's what we do. I'm with a company that goes and they buy the resorts out for our members to keep the price low. So now we get to go and wild out at everything we do. Now, just because we have the low prices, it does not mean that it does not mean that our packages are cheap. Our company buys out resorts. So what we buy out resorts and hotels, and what happens is when we do that, they know that they're guaranteed the business, so they give us the best prices. Nobody can beat us. We do what we do. That's how that works.
Right, right. And honestly, that's how a lot of corporate, you know what I mean, just relating to what you're saying, that's how a lot of corporate makes their money. Say, like, I'll just say, I hate to say it, but like Walmart, okay? Say, like, some people be like, well, how come Walmart can sell it cheaper than such and such and such? Because Walmart comes in and they buy it wholesale. And they put their own price on it and resell it and make a profit on it. And like you said,
they resell it.
The other company, the original company can take a little less because they know they're getting guaranteed sold units. So that's how it all works and translates. So yeah. I'm with you, bro. You got me.
Now here goes the craziest part though. When we talk about doing business, let's look at Facebook. How many of you guys got paid for telling your friends about Facebook? How many of you get paid for telling somebody about a movie? How many of you get paid for telling somebody about a car or dealership? See, what we've learned to do, especially as black folks, what we've learned to do, and it's not about color, I'm just saying, we dictate the world right now. We got everybody buying. We predict what happens, what's hot and what's not. We've been doing that for years, but we don't own nothing. Wonder why that is. So you have to look at what the mindset is of the people who continue to do this cycle, and you say, oh, the man is trying to hold us down. Well, I'm like this. If the man's trying to hold you down, I would hate to see what your own brother would do who threw you a lifeline and you chose not to take it. Makes no sense to me, right? So a lot of times it ain't even about money. Sometimes it's really about just changing your mindset. Because if you tell me, hey, this movie's hot, obviously I'm going to go and watch it. Why? Because I can relate. I love movies, right? But you didn't pay me, but you just made that company money. So I'm going to flip it real quick like this. Mark Zuckerberg is like the fourth richest dude in the world, right? We built his network. We built his network. I'm going to break it down in the most simple terms. Each person that you put on your page is worth $3 to $7, okay? On average, is worth $3 to $7.
Oh, wow.
But to your investors, like to the people who advertise on it, now your value increases. Now I want you to times that by what he's worth and then ask yourself, did he give you anything that he made while you sat there and built his network for him? Then what did they do? They did the smartest thing. They went and built, oh, y'all like Facebook? Shit, let's go ahead. Excuse my language. Let's go ahead and build Instagram. Instagram's fire. Guess who owns that? Facebook. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right,
we don't own nothing. So my whole thing is, when you talk about source of income, I hear a lot of people complain about the rich. But there's one thing that I understand. There are a lot of crooked rich people out here. We see who's in office. We know this. What about the rich people that we used to idolize growing up, the ones that we did see? oh, how did they get that? How did they do this? Even hustlers, man, they call hustlers for a reason. They may not have the right product, but they were doing what most people didn't want to do. That was hit the streets, hit the block, day till night. Some people don't want to do that. You can do this now. You can have a second income part-time and be a millionaire in a couple years. A lot of people just don't understand that. So I've tapped into – so let me break something else down. So as you do music, I do music, right? And if we do music and we put out a song and it blows, we get residual income. Right? Mm-hmm. We get residual income.
Right.
Will Smith ain't made a movie or ain't been on Fresh Prince in I don't know how long. That man's been getting checks to this day. If people don't wake up to realize residual income is recession-proof, like the rest of the world right now, a lot of it is shut down. And first, let me say, you know, big respect to all the essential workers and all the people who are dying. It is sad to see how this is playing out. But there's a lot of people. What, they got, what, almost 30-something million people that lost their jobs? So what would happen if they had a plan B? If they had that plan B? What if, because let's take another look at it. A lot of people don't like network marketing. Okay, that's cool. That's more money for me and my people. But let's understand something. The largest transaction you could make, the number one moneymaker in the world is travel. The number one moneymaker in the world is travel. And you got real estate, right? Then you got network marketing. Network marketing and real estate, most of them are network marketing and real estate are pretty much recession-proof. Even if people lose their houses, real estate, those guys, if anything collapsed, they've already made their money. You understand what I'm saying? But in network marketing, that money comes in residually. So if you have a paycheck-to-paycheck mindset, you're going to continue to go down this path unless you start realizing you got residual bills, so you need a residual income.
Right. Okay. We do got some entertainment news to get into, but definitely stick with us. I want you to tell us some more about it. But just right quick before we do our entertainment news, go ahead and tell the people. I'm pretty sure you got a way for people to contact you if they're interested to hear more information, stuff like that. How can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on Facebook at Con Johnson, KonJohnson. You can get a hold of me on Instagram at Mr. Summertime, and that is SummerTime. I just got done knocking that, had 13,000 people on there, just got done revamping that because I'm about to show people that you can't outwork me. So I'm about to do that. And you can also follow me on my other page on Instagram at I Am The Hawk MC.
Okay, there you go, people. But stick with us. We're going to talk with him a little bit more. Miss Unbelievable, you still over there with the entertainment news?
Yes, I'm still here rocking it. Getting ready.
Okay.
For you.
All right, who we got on the chat block first?
Of course, you know, I always start with our update, you know. And our update is the baby. Well, you know, I'm always talking about his crazy stuff, but the baby is in another allegedly attacked driver in Vegas. Now, remember, he was attacking everybody before. So, but now he's saying that this accusation is false. Remember, he had a pop-up in February, which we talked about, another alleged incident in November. But now he says, if you believe a driver who claims the rapper attacked him when an argument quickly turned physical, it's not true. The baby was picked up in Las Vegas in his Mercedes. We're told that he didn't start it. Cop says the rapper and his friend started cussing out the driver and threatening him. When they got to the Hard Rock Hotel, they claimed that, you know, the baby punched him in the back of his head and said, "You ain't the boss." Law enforcement said you're lucky you're not in the city because they would have killed you, cracker motherfucker. We're told the baby Cole defendant got their bags, but before they left, they almost hit the dude. So he's charged with a misdemeanor battery. Well, of course, there's no word from the baby. He just likes to be in the news.
Well, I'm going to say this. If y'all don't quit playing with Tupac, I mean the baby, he going to beat somebody else up. It is what it is. I mean, sometimes, you know how it goes. Y'all know how it goes. Everybody looking for a check, especially right now. Everybody looking for a check. I'm going to sue you. How you know who punched you if it was in the back of your head? I'm not standing on the baby side, but I'm just saying a lot of these baby fights is justified like a motherfucker. I am not condoning you putting your hands on anybody because you ain't got bail money. I'm just saying. When the promoter didn't want to pay the money, he got his hands put on him. Get it? When the security guard was taking pictures of him and his baby, and he said, no, I'm with my family. Leave me alone. He put his hands on him. Now, that lady he slapped, he was wrong. But I'm just saying everybody else might have been partially justified. If y'all don't quit playing with the baby and who I call the toddler, because that's what he act like when he get mad. He act like a toddler and just tear up the whole room. but yeah, I don't know how that's going to turn out, but at some point you got to think about it like this. All I can do is at this point, I don't judge people. I just pray for him. So we're going to pray for the baby because, he going to go through a lot of shit. He has a precedent now that everybody trying to do something, irritate him. And this is something you artists need to be thinking about. Sometimes people will try to irritate the fuck out of you to get you to put your hands on them or do something, especially if you're coming up. Oh, they finna get paid. You heard somebody talk about pride earlier. Don't let your pride have to make your pocket have to puke. So that's what happens. A lot of y'all get in your pride, get to doing extra shit, and then now you on Judge Judy, or what's the judge, the three judges, the two chicks and the guy. You on there talking about, nah, Judge, what had happened was they was fucking with me. Nah, see. I mean, how you feel about it? Unbelievable. I mean, is the baby just taking it too far?
You know, the baby got some anger issues that he need to deal with, okay? I get it where, you know, you have people is messing with you, but at some point you got to grow the hell up and say, you know, I can't take on what these people are doing to me. They can't keep writing my book. They can't keep writing my ending, and his ending has been the same every time we go for the baby. It ain't about his music. It ain't about his family. It's been about him fucking up people, right? So when are you going to start a different chapter in your book that says my music is going to outweigh my behavior? My music is going to outweigh, you know, me letting these folks get to me because, one, like you said, it's going to start hitting your pocket. And then you ain't going to be able to pay for your kids because they're going to put you in jail. You keep messing with these white folks, okay? Because, see, they're going to keep seeing your name. And then the judge is going to look at you, whether white or black, and be like, oh, you're a thug. We're going to take you off the streets. And then you're going to be away from your family regardless. Hands down, now you can't do nothing. You're going to be like all the other ones crying and hollering, I want to get out. Well, somebody better grab a hold of him. And people who are around you, surround yourself with good counsel. And say, listen, you're going to have to do this, 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 because now you're making a spectacle of yourself. So he's going to have to change up. And the people around him, whoever he got around him, ain't speaking enough in his ear to change his behavior. Because now I'm looking at you with a smile like, what else you going to do, baby? You every other month or every 2-3 months. It ain't about your music. It's been about your behavior. So. You need to check it.
Right. Now, the Hulk MC, obviously you are an artist. I know you toured part of the world, so I mean, how you feel about it as an artist, situations like this? I mean, what can the baby do?
I mean, first of all, you got to take accountability. I always find it funny when every time I see somebody get into something, and then they're always pointing the finger at the other person. Tells me you just haven't grown up yet. You don't want to take responsibility. And that also tells me that you don't, you know, I've always looked at it like this too. I've always looked at it like when I see rappers get money, you start to see a change in their actions, right? It's either that or they just never change at all. So it's either they amplify their actions or they try to act like they're different, but they're really not. They have too many yes men around them, and I'm looking at him as the baby tantrum gangster. Like, I don't get it. You have opportunities that some of us would kill for, that people who are rap artists would kill for, and you messing it up. So my thing is, he needs to take responsibility. He needs to get an attitude adjustment, or he needs some counseling. And get rid of people who are not holding you accountable. Plain and simple.
Right, right. Because I'll be honest with y'all, a lot of people don't know this, and a lot of y'all do. Baby was on a murder charge when it came out.
Yep.
So he was already looking at getting locked up. I think it was the label that worked it out where it really didn't affect him. It did as much as it could have. Because while he was waiting on his trial and everything is when he started to go on tour and his album started to pick up. If that ain't motivation for you to focus on what you're supposed to be doing, I don't know what to tell you. But, yeah, it's starting to become a precedent. And like y'all saying, they're going to end up hanging you for it. That's what's going to end up happening. You're going to do it over and over. And then if that trial stuff comes back, they're going to be like, okay, I changed. Have you? Was it self-defense? Because it looked like you out here just putting your hands on people. So, yeah, yeah. Like you say, he needs some people around him to be like, no, bro, walk away. Let's just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
Okay, so Ray J and Princess Love says, won't let me see our kids until after our quarantine. What y'all think about that? After last year's infamous debacle in which Ray J's wife accused him of leaving her stranded in L.A., Las Vegas, while 8 months pregnant, she's now keeping a very close eye on him, even while he's alone in quarantine. Princess Love accuses the singer of, you know, leaving her and a daughter as he attended the BET Awards. Ray J is in a luxury hotel 10 minutes away from his L.A. home to make sure he's virus-free before joining Love and their kids at home. And Love is making sure he's isolated properly, keeping an eye on him on Instagram. Ray J tells his wife that he'll quarantine for 7 days before he can see their children, but she says, if you leave, you start all over. If you hang with anybody, you start all over. He's claiming it's lonely right now. He don't want to quarantine by himself. Princess Love said, well, you ain't coming here until you get yourself together. You can see him depressed while posing in a tub on the picture. And she said at this time she didn't want to drive back home to L.A. alone because she is heavily pregnant. So he got to figure this out.
That's one of the ones you'd be like, y'all really don't want to hear what I got to say. Y'all really don't want to hear what I got to say. But I guess we on a podcast and this is what we do. You dig? Well, first of all, somebody cheating. I don't give a fuck what you say in that system. Somebody cheats. He's talking about you can't come home. He's talking about I'm lonely. And I mean, it is Ray J. Mr. Kardashian video himself. I'm just saying, man. I don't know why sometimes, and this might be a little offset, but I don't know why sometimes women think because at they bag or they shag a superstar, you know, I went to his concert, shagged him, had a baby, and think because your thing is popping, he going to do right. Some of y'all catching on to what I'm saying. Ladies, Future, do you get what I'm saying? What I'm saying is stop thinking because you don't shag you a superstar and you think your thing is popping that he gonna do right. You heard he left her pregnant, you know, went to the awards. I'm not saying that he, I mean, I'm trying to protect the lady's feelings. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to slam Ray J. No, I'm just saying, stop hooking up with stars, having babies, and think that that's just going to make them do right. And then when it don't work out, you want to pop out on social media talking about how they can't have sex or they ain't doing this right or they ain't doing that right. Y'all got to stop that shit. It's been said tonight. I just keep referring back and forth about accountability. Think about the shit you do before you do it, and you won't end up pregnant by yourself, COVID, or left in Vegas. And I'm going to leave it at that. I ain't got much else to say. Because Ray J's off.
Hey, I can't ask you that.
She was thinking hooking up with Ray J anyway. Ray J is off the chain. I love me some Ray J.
I'm
going to
go last.
Twisted. That's that dude. Huh?
I'm going to comment last. I'm going to comment last.
I can add to that if you don't mind.
Go ahead. I'm going to comment last. It's your turn. It's your turn, bro. Go ahead.
All right, so. It's probably going, I don't know who listening, but they about to hate me. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Money just might play a factor in it, because I'm sorry. I feel like this. I think so many women always say they want a real dude, but they're not real enough to be real with themselves. I don't care how much money Ray J got. If you keep messing with him while he's doing that, you know, that fuck shit, then and you stay with him, that's your fault. That ain't his. I don't care if you got kids or not. You have a choice. As long as he don't have a gun in your head, you can take your shit, leave, get the building on your own. If you can't do that and you keep complaining, shut the hell up. If you don't plan on leaving him, shut up. It don't make no sense to keep complaining to the world, but yet you stay. Don't make no sense to me. I'm just saying. Okay, I'll shut up.
I'd be looking at it and be like, didn't you just say this about him like 3-4 months ago? He wasn't shit and blah, blah, blah. And then you was back in love. Now you ain't. Just stop it. Just stop it.
Okay, let's use an analogy. If you were a kid and your mama say stay out the kitchen, but the oven is open, and they go in there and they touch the oven and they get burnt, are they going to go back in there no more? They're not going to go back in. Right.
No,
they're not going to go back in
all
there.
Depends. No, it all depends how bad they get burned. Because some people, the majority of us who get burned ain't going to go in there. But if the burn is almost like the baby, but if the burn ain't hurt enough where it can heal and then I can, you know, go maybe get hit again, then I'm just going to go back in there because it didn't hurt as bad as I thought it was going to be. So let me get this other burn again. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe that burn may burn you a different way. So now you can say, oh, I'm going to stay out the kitchen. But she knew what it was before she even went in the kitchen to get burned.
Exactly my point.
She knew who he was. She knew how he got down. But then we can't say, oh, poor princess, because she knew who she was before she got with Ray J. So they both thought, oh, I can run game on each other to see who gonna fold. Neither one of them is folding, and the only one that, to me, is now gonna have issues are the kids. Because Ray J ain't changing, Princess ain't changing, so now who gonna take care of the kids? Because they both selfish in how they're going about doing it, period. Princess knew that Ray J wasn't no good. On every show that they've been on, Ray J's stripes ain't changed. But once we really look and peer layers, a lot of the people who they hang with, their lifestyle is the same. It's like mirroring. So if you ain't got nobody that's giving you a different mirror, if you and all the mirrors are looking same and you ain't got no windows, then you're going to always have that issue. Everywhere you go, it's the same. All your friends are doing the same thing. So if that's the case, then you ain't going to be like, let me change up. Let me be a good family man. Let me not. When partying is still your middle name, he's going to do that. When you feel like, oh, let me change for just a second, that second is over. Now you bored, princess, what you going to do? You know that's how he was. If you can't keep it up, then don't go in the kitchen. You just going to be burnt. And then your kid's going to be burnt because now you're going down the father and you're going to have something to say about the father every time you go. That's the vicious cycle that we go through.
The right co-host, bruh. She's talking.
She's talking.
She's talking, bruh.
So, all right, unless we got more about that one, we'll go one more, and then we'll let Hope the MC tell us some more, because, you know, that's kind of what the theme is tonight, is about, you know, feeding yourself, having another income, like what to do to get help financially get through this COVID. So what else we got? We can take one more.
All right, so we got a deadly hornet. I don't know if you heard, it's coming to the United States. He massacres a mouse, and it's huge and it's dangerous. This Asian hornet took a mouse life within seconds in a wild struggle that captured on video, seemingly proving how deadly these things are. The video is in the light because of all that's going on, but these insects from across the world have touched down in our backyard here in North America in the past few months. A new flux of hornets from Asia, which have not been seen in the States until recently, pose a massive risk to our domestic bee population, not to mention humans, with their roaming the wild. Much of their natural order of the animal kingdom is in danger. It is unclear of this hornet, but last time I heard, it was in North Carolina. It's crazy to see how this mouse was fighting for his life, because usually a mouse, you know, can definitely get a squirm itself away. The bee is lethal, so take care. The bee is lethal. So it has hit the United States.
All I can say is that, shit, everybody's going to be moving up north now. Everybody used to move down south to the A. Y'all going to be moving from down south, because the motherfucking winters up here ain't going to be playing with them little motherfucking bees. But that's just crazy. They say it killed a mouse.
Uh-huh.
A mouse. Like, what's it?
A mouse.
Like? A computer mouse. A lot. A mouse.
No.
A bee.
It was a human being mouse. Yes. Yeah, mouse. My nigga, a mouse.
Mouse. Killed by a bee. A mouse.
A hornet.
Okay, a giant bee. A hornet.
Yeah, yeah.
Same damn thing to me. When you scare them, motherfuckers, they all look the same. Oh, my. I don't know what to say. What we going to do? We just trying to get through this COVID. Now here comes some old crazy-ass bee. Mad from, oh, shit. Did you say Asian bee? Asian hornet? It's all part of the COVID. Yeah, that's what it is. It's all a conspiracy. China's trying to look, I'm over here starting some bullshit. But I'm just feeling bad because, yeah, everything come at you. Remember everything used to come to your bad? It was black.
Uh-huh.
Everything that was bad came to you was black. Not everything bad comes to us, say, China on it. I'm just saying.
But you gotta remember how it's shifting though, and we're in a climate change. You know what I'm saying? You gotta remember that we're in a climate change, and we're at a time where everything that's coming from overseas is going to hit America, and then it'll cycle back.
But I mean, how did the wasp? I'm gonna stop calling it a bee. How did the wasp get over here? I mean, did he book an airline flight?
Well,
I know flights ain't like they used to be. And they're checking for everything because of the COVID. They're checking boxes, all kinds of shit. And now we got an invasive species that snuck in?
Yeah, global warming. Welcome to global warming.
Man, I'm still be trying to keep them little ass ghetto clams, what they call them. Whatever off my boat. The hell? Now I got to worry about some crazy ass African wasp or Chinese wasp.
Yeah.
See, I'm used to everything being bad just come out being black or African. I don't even know to call it a Chinese wasp. Look, a black African wasp.
Asian wasp. But remember, at least we're not getting the locusts and everything else that could start. You know, and those are down south as well. Remember, when the global warning is, but just be, yeah, we don't have time for that. Okay, we'll talk about that another time. We got a guest that's talking about money. But it's all with global warming and how it's coming. It's they're being shifted over here through the air and through the waters. And then when Asian cleared their airways, they had to go somewhere else because, remember, a lot of bees and stuff stay in smog and dirt. Remember, they were the first ones to clear the airways. We didn't clear ours till later. And I'm going to leave it like that. Boom.
That's crazy. What you
know,
do you like wanted to watch?
They actually been here since 2019.
Wait,
like,
what?
Those hornets actually been here. They've been here since, I believe, 2019. We're just now hearing it at this time, which is very funny to me. But also, she said water and air. But don't forget, we get a lot of stuff from over Japan. And those things can easily, yeah, they can be, you know, I think I read a while ago that they ended up getting it, that it's a possibility they got into some containers. Now, what they do, though, is they kill bees. They attack beehives.
Uh-huh.
So
they are
painful and, they say they got this potent neurotoxin that's in them, and they can kill humans with multiple stings. But then I started thinking, I'm like, okay, we know that, you know, a lot of people are also allergic to bees, right? But,
yeah.
Dog, these things are 2 inches in size, bruh.
Yep.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Am I right? They're about 2 inches in size or something?
Man. They're literally like hornets on steroids. That's what they look like. Seriously. Like, they look crazy. And you'd be like, well, damn, where'd that come from? What is that? So we're getting a lot of things that America hasn't seen, but these things have been overseas for a long time. We just haven't seen them up close and personal. But if you've been overseas, a lot of people who, like, be overseas, they probably could say, oh, we've seen them all the time. You just got to do A, B, C, and D with them. But in America, we'd be like, oh, the hell we know? No, we don't know about those. Educate us, please. You know.
Right. Well, I mean, it can't be too bad. I mean, wherever they came from, they didn't kill everybody over there. You know what I mean? It's not like we don't already deal with, like, dangerous killer spiders and shit like that. So, I mean, it's just, well, you say a 2-inch stinger.
Oh, you ain't seen it. I'm going to need you to Google the Asian.
2-inch stinger.
You ain't saw it, huh?
What the hell?
I don't know if the stinger's 2 inches, but I know that. I don't know if the stinger's 2 inches, but I know that it's 2 inches in diameter. I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
Right. That's shit. Fuck around. Ooh, that can't be. I don't even want to think about it. I was like, ooh, this fly just stick me with. No. Let's talk about the money, bro. How can we get some? I mean, what the? Let's change it up. I can't talk about this no more. Ooh, I'm just saying. I took a bite of my food.
Yeah,
so
we need a music break,
sir. We need a music break.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. What do I got up here for y'all? I wasn't ready. No, I was not ready. Yeah, I know. All right. Make the vibe a little bit better. Here's some Octavius and the baby. It's all one-on-one. Monster U.S. Radio Podcast. Don't judge me. Pray for me. Take over Tuesday. We'll hope we can see.
1 + 1 = you, baby. You already know. Give you my love. Gotta be crazy.
know you the only one I care about. She like to hit my line and ask me for my whereabouts. We hold hands on them, got them staring now. They play with you, they play with me, I come and air it out. Okay, I still remember when I met you. Saw your picture, it was sexy. Hit your DM, sent the message. And they got up and I've been in that message. Got you thinking I'm Vanessa. Say they giving me a lecture. You know, bumped into yo. Had to snatch her up. I put your skull on base, she been acting up. I like to make her bad, that ain't fast enough. Grabbing that both hands, make her back it up. I'm knowing she a freaking, yeah, I love it. I ain't trying to hide it from you when you see us out in public. And I ain't in the acting tough for all of you. Better check on my credentials, know you seeing how I'm coming. Let me. I'm always finished when they start with me. I get up, then I dip like it's a robbery. You say I'm all up in it like a flip around the business. Tell me I be putting skull in the artery. Write my name in that thing, I be killing. Don't kiss me, no, you not, babe, we just chillin'. Keep running your mouth on IG, I'ma come to your BM and play with your children.
It's just me and you, baby, about to pull up. 1 + 1 = you, baby, you are.
So, all right, that's Octavius and the baby. See, the baby, you ain't got to put your hands on us. We still fund your music, right? so, all right, it's Takeover Tuesday. We with Hulk the MC. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, other sources of income and stuff like that. So, you know, he was dropping little jewels on us about some things. So you got you know, some more information on it for us that you want to talk about, or, you know, some other things you want to stimulate people's mind with?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to say, look, man, you know, the way I look at it is I started doing some self-development, and I think a lot of people can be successful in anything they do. Some of us just happen to learn late. Some of us get around people who, you know, later on in life we start to learn that, man, if I would have had this a long time ago. I always say this, I don't care what age you are, as long as you're breathing, you can still make it. And I'm the kind of person, if you meet me, I believe in you, not your circumstances. We can always change your circumstances if you're willing to work on it. You know, it's just one of those things where you gotta ask yourself, what do you want out of life from here? You wanna make a little bit of money, you wanna make a lot, you wanna make a difference, because what I do ain't just making money. We actually are changing lives and creating memories with what you do. You know what I'm saying? And so I always tell people, stop looking at making money and getting, you know, as getting rich quick. It's not that. I don't care what you got going on. Look at it as get wealthy possible. You know what I'm saying? So just like, you know, just like I look at it like this too. There are so many people that hold themselves back. And there are a lot of people who refuse to get themselves out of that situation. And to me, your excuse means nothing, because your life means everything. They always say fear is one of the biggest things that we face. And I remember when my sister passed away, I remember it was one of the first times that I had a show. I nailed that first show. And I don't know what happened after that. I remember hopping on stage. It was one of the biggest shows I ever had. She helped me build that. Had like over 500 people there. And I remember getting on stage, and it wasn't familiar, but I knew I had to rock out. But a couple of shows after that, I started to spiral, because I was never taught how to hold it together after multiple losses, because I had lost my mom. I ended up losing my cousin, and then I lost my sister. So I had all these things piled against me. And I didn't have anybody to show me how to get through it. So what ended up happening is I had to turn around and I had to start working hard. I'm talking about, I'm already a counselor. I'm already a motivational speaker. I do a lot. I'm a mentor to a lot of kids. I'm a mentor to young adults. Mm-hmm. I had to literally unlearn a lot of things that I learned and relearn it again. And it made me that much stronger. And then in the last couple years, in the last 5-6 years, my business started to grow. Everything around me started to grow. The people I started to meet were different. It was really weird. It was unfamiliar to me, but I embraced it, because I was like, man, I come from a place where you're not supposed to make it at all. And here I am now showing other people how to be successful, and I never thought I'd be in this position. But now that I'm here, I can tell people, you can do anything you want to do, but you have to be the one to push yourself to do it. Like, anybody can teach you a skill, but you got to put in the effort, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Right, right. Hey, like, just trying to put it in another perspective for people. It's like therapy. Your therapist can tell you everything you need to do to get better, but it's up to you to actually initiate it and make it happen. Anybody can tell you, but it's up to you to get up and make it happen. That's what I'll be trying to tell these kids at this youth shelter. I'm like, you just sit here. If you just sit here, you'll just sit here. But if you want to get out of here, you want to be like somebody else and be that in that big whip. You want to be somebody in that big house. You want to, you know what I mean, have that big dog and all them fancy things and better kick back in the hot tub in your backyard, all them type of things. You got to get up and go get it. Ain't nobody going to get that to you. You got to get up and make shit happen and make action of your words. So, yeah, I'm feeling you, bro. I'm there with you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, interesting thing is you have to remind them because, you know, sometimes when you're there, you're like, okay, you don't have to become a product of where you are or where you become. You could change the whole product around. You can become the product that they all want to use instead of the product. It's familiar with everyone else. So it's retraining them that just because that's what someone said about you doesn't mean that that's what it is. You can, and then don't look at somebody else's success as if that's yours. You're your own person. You have to strive and drive for your own, and you can't look for handouts. Or because this is a fast, fast, gimme, 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 you can't look for the fast, fast, gimme, gimme, gimme. And you got to be willing to be broken and be made back up again to say, oh, yep. See, just because something happens to you doesn't mean that it's the wrong thing. It just means, okay, dang, it's going to make me stronger. It's going to make me think. It's going to make me wiser. It's going to make me be like, bam, I got to leave you, to get to this for me. And sometimes you got to be selfless and not think because you're being selfless that you're being selfish.
Man, say that again. Say that one again. They need to hear that.
Just because you're being selfless doesn't mean you're being selfish.
Exactly.
You're just being selfless to yourself to make sure that you got it. Because once I got it, you may have it, you may not. It all depends. And
there
those
was a brother,
they were
right.
Gonna ride with you, always ain't gonna ride with you.
Oh man. Okay, I'm gonna feed off of that. One of the things that was said yesterday, somebody tagged me into a room, and one of them, I think it was my own uncle, tagged me into a room and said, into a networking room, and I'm talking about thousands of people in here. I'm like, what is this, you know? And he was like, I figured this would be your territory. He's like, start talking, you know what I'm saying? I said, okay, so one of the questions was, why do you think African-Americans why do you think immigrants are further along than African Americans? And everybody had started talking about color. And my uncle said, if color wasn't the issue, then where would we still be? He said, let's take color out of it. Let's take color out of it. Are you willing to work with somebody who you don't like to get ahead? He goes, you think all Mexicans like each other? No, they don't. But you know what they do? They supply their own shit. So what they do is they'll take stuff from here, send it to Mexico. They've been doing that for years. They come here for the opportunity, send it to Mexico. And you know what I said? What I find funny is since we can't use color, I said this. This is my response. My response is us people in America are spoiled. But what we see as a problem, other people see as an opportunity.
Yep.
And that's another, that line right there, I never wrote it down, but I remember somebody actually in our company said that a couple of years ago. This is before I was even doing this business side of it because I wasn't hurting that bad to have to do the business, but I started realizing the more money I keep kicking out, I want to make a, you know, I want to replace it. But when they said that particular piece, it sent me through the roof. I was like, oh, what? He said, what you see as a problem, we see as an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So what you are around, that's what you become. If you sit around, it's very rare that you could sit around a bunch of nobodies and become successful. There may be that one person who will try to do his best, but then he starts going from one negative person, and then that person's negative, and then because people hold on to so much pain, so much ignorance, and they don't realize that, like right now, one of the biggest goals I have is to build an organization with 10,000 or more people. I got a long way to go, but I know right now I built enough to where if something happens to me, you know, if I break a leg tomorrow, my paychecks are still coming in. Why? Because I built it enough to be stable. You know what I'm saying? So I always say this. The mountain that you're struggling to climb, you created with your own thoughts. You created that.
Yeah.
Because you know good and well, because here's what I would say. Let's say somebody has a phobia of swimming. Let's say you got a phobia of swimming. Now, this is related to money. Let's say you got a phobia of swimming. You know good and damn well you would not let your kids drown. Or would you? Are you that scared to hop in that water at least to save your kids because you're afraid you're going to drown? More than likely, if you don't know how to swim, you will figure it out the moment you hit that water to get your kids out of there. You have to want to be successful that bad to overcome your fear in order to get to where you're trying to go. You can't have a, like Monster was saying, you cannot have a VIP lifestyle with a generic work ethic. It doesn't work like that.
You still can't. And then you have to remember, like, you, the same way you go up and you're going to hit some, you know, you're going to hit, you know, some rocks, you're going to hit some, but you got to come back down. It doesn't matter how you come back down. You're still going to be successful because you made it to the top, but you still got to come back down through those same rocks, through those same situations, but it's your response. It's how you responded the first time and how you come down and respond again. Because if you respond before, you're going to have a different – your outcome is going to be the same. But if you have a different outcome on life and how you said, dang, I made it, but how can I make it again? Because it's going to be ups and peaks and valleys and downs. It's just how you respond and how you assume. Like, you can't worry about how someone else sees you or how someone else envisions you. You got to know it. You got to know it. But if you don't separate yourself, go through everything, you just going to continue to follow the leader instead of being the leader. You're still going to follow. Even when you get successful, you're still going to follow the leader. You got to become that leader of your own domain. You can't worry
That's
about anybody
else. Exactly. And that right there is so solid. Like, what you just said is so solid. And one of the things that I started realizing, even Diddy said it, every, you know, he's like, he had a mentor. Jay-Z, you know, yeah, he hustled his way to do what he had to do. Some people don't have a mentor. Some people have their why in front of them their whole life, and they keep that why in front of them because they don't like where they came from. You know, they love where they came from, but they don't want to suffer in the streets of which they came. You know what I mean? So everything you just said, I resonate with that as well. I got tired of being around people. And here goes the thing. I met E Monster. We lived here a long time. I met this cat networking. It's called networking.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's called networking for a reason. You are your net worth. You are your net worth. So if you keep an open mind, because your mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open.
Mm-hmm.
I met this brother on a music networking conference call. And then I started hearing these different people talk. And then I was like, oh, wait, hold up. This cat's from Minnesota. And he was like, yo, fam, you from Minnesota? I'm like, yeah, we click right away. Started talking. Yo, sitting on the phone for it. Man, when we first met, we was on the phone for a couple weeks at a time. You know what I'm saying? And we got busy and did whatever. I don't know. But here we are in networking. You know, because I always say, you know, even in that time, I had to learn a lot because I was taught the wrong way about stuff. But everybody kept saying, man, you know how to do business, dude. You got to get around some stronger people that know how to do this, how to do that. So I hooked up with E-Monster simply because he's from the city. Now, what I also find very interesting is when it comes to money, I start realizing when I hear people say that they're broke, they're not broke. What they are is their priorities are messed up. If you're going to the store, if you can't put yourself in a business for $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month, then it's not the fact that you're broke. You're lazy, you don't want to work, and you expect it to come to you. Because if you're that broke, then we got a problem. And if you don't want to change, you're not going to make that money. Because to me, being broke is when you can't pick yourself up regardless. But if you're going to work and you keep saying you're broke, well, let's see. Do you drink and smoke? Let's add that up. I did something with one of my friends. This is going to kill me. This is going to kill y'all. Y'all going to be like, what? I had a friend who wanted to join my business, said that she couldn't afford it. She was making minimum wage. I said, let me ask you something. Tell me a habit of yours. I said, tell me a bad habit. She said, I smoke. I said, okay, how much do they cost? And she told me how much they cost. I said, how many do you smoke? You know, she said, man, I'll be smoking packs a day. I said, okay. I said, I want you to times that by how many days are in a month. She came up with $600. She came up with $600. Now, I told her, I'm not here to judge you or anything, but my mom used to smoke. And I said, we could have had extra money even if she just cut back a little. She used to buy cartons. All she had to do was cut back. We could have had a little more food. Maybe an extra pair of shoes for all of us. Maybe an extra few. You see what I'm saying? So if you're not willing. Exactly. If you're not willing to have priorities, you're going to stay in the same spot. Me and my network, when people come to see what we do, when people come, because like you know how Facebook private page, we got pages that got thousands of people in them. When you come and see how we network, I'm around some of the most positive brothers and sisters you've ever met. They don't talk bad about you. They rock with you, even when they see you in person if they don't know you. So I want to tell you guys one quick story, and this is going to make y'all laugh, but this right here almost made me cry. So I went to an event that my boy, I manage his son through music. I went to this event. He told me to come to this event. Now, when I first got in his company, I wasn't looking to do the money. I told him, I said, bro, I'm good. I said, you know, I'm good. And he is like, he goes, yo, why don't you just come with me to this event? So I went to this event, and I found myself sitting outside of this. We're in a stadium, and everybody got to talking in this circle, and everybody, you know, everybody was asking where we're from and stuff like that. Now, we all didn't know each other at this time. Now, everybody goes around and says their name, where they're from, what they do, how long they've been in the biz. I was like, oh, I'm just here because he invited me. They're like, you're not doing the business? I was like, nah. I said, I'm good with what I do. I was like, am I missing something? So I asked them, am I missing something? They're like, oh, yeah, you'll see. When I went to that event, I was like, yo, so we met back. And they were like, hey, let's all link up. Let's do this. Let's do that. And so I've been on so many trips with them, and it's been amazing. But the one thing that I say and broke my heart was I finally felt like I was in front of brothers and sisters who wanted to see me be successful other than trying to stab me in the back or kill me. And that almost made me cry. The first time a black female said, we don't shake hands around here. We hug. I'm like, what? I was like, we do what now? You know? And one of the things that killed me is because my family is like that down south. I don't get that from people up north. I don't get that up here. You understand what I'm saying? But when I went to Texas, when I went to different places, I got that, and it made me feel so good. And I said, you know what? That's when I started realizing if I have any negative friends around me, I'm wiping them out. I want to be around people like this. And as soon as I started attaching myself to people like that, a lot of stuff started growing for me. So sometimes it may not be the money, but just a positive influence made me want to work harder. And then that's when I finally got into the business, and even my business started to grow.
Yeah.
There it is. So, hey, bro, tell them again one more time, because we are over the time thing, and I got called into work. ain't mad. It's just more money, more money, more money. but let them know how they can get a hold of you again.
Again, my name is The Hawk MC, also known as Mr. Summertime, and you can reach me on Facebook at Con Johnson. You can reach me on Instagram at I am The Hawk MC, which is DAHULKMC, and you can reach me at Mr. Summertime on Instagram as well, SUMMERTYME.
There it is. There it is. So, all right. Yeah, I'm going to have to find some more, so then I won't have to get called into work. I'll be the one calling people into work. But yeah, so we're going to continue. Basically, you gave me the idea for my Karma Cafe, which is going to be the power of networking. Don't forget, people, you can always listen to the archives 24/7, 365. If you miss any of his information, you can just rewind it, listen to it, bring your ink pen, and write the information down. But on Karma Cafe Thursday night, when we talk about the power of networking, I'm going to tell you all the things that came to me just by networking with this guy right here, Hawk the MC. It started from one little thing, and so much stuff has come out of it. Like, I mean, even though, like, me and this guy, we haven't, like, really talked, like, heavy like we used to in the beginning, but I'm still getting residues from knowing this guy. It is. We're going to talk about it at Comic Cafe Thursday night where you get to woo-saw. We're trying to help y'all to keep from getting 30 days and being like the baby and putting your hands on people. All right, that's Thursday night. Comic Cafe. Unbelievable. You got anything, last things to say before you tell them how to get your book, The Soul and Me Speak?
You know, I ain't got nothing. Just know yourself. Know thyself.
Right.
Know thyself. Just know thyself, and you can hit me at soulandmespeaks.com where you can get my books and my apparel.
There it is. And when you support the book by the apparel, you support the show. That's how we can keep bringing you this show for free. So, all right, don't forget to go to MonsterRadio.com. Hey, anytime, bro, you're more than welcome. Anytime. You dig? Let me know you want to come on. You can always join our discussion, what we got going on. It's always good to hear from you. And you're one of them knowledgeable brothers that, you know, it always, yeah, we be on the radio, but it always just seems like a regular conversation. You dig?
Yeah, man.
Always great.
Absolutely. Salute to y'all, man. You too.
So let's see, tomorrow's wet Wednesday. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. We got sexy music and conversation. Make sure you tune in for that. Again, you can find more about us and what we got going on at MonstarsRadio.com. You can connect with the crew members at the Monstars crew page. And on that note, I got to get up out of here. Like I said, I got to go. I got to go get this money, do what I do. So, shit, I don't know what else to say. Trying to say something slick and funny, but I couldn't think of nothing.
No.
Right.
No, you can't.
How are we going to do?
Bye. Peace out.
We out. I still can't even get the background drop music going. It is what
oh,
it is.
Lord, just hang out.
Enjoy your
just
night, y'all.
Out,
if nothing else tomorrow, wake up and do something monstrous.
That's right. Peace out.
Oh, I got an insult. Mm-hmm.